things. The most basic is I didn't want to be in Phoenix, Arizona in the summer. However, that's a very minor one in the big scope of things. I really wanted to bring light to the fact that these cars are amazing road trip vehicles. They're not stuck in one little area. You can really use them to go anywhere. And in fact, it almost encourages you to travel because it's free on the Tesla Supercharger network. And it doesn't cost anything. So it's just, it makes travel a lot more pleasurable, and you can see America in a much different way than if you're traveling by plane.
What do you hope people see or are interested in or whatever when you show up in a place? I mean, I realize you don't contact every person in a state or whatever, but as you run into people and people have questions, what do you hope they kind of get out of it?
Well, just the general awareness, because it's amazing, even though Tesla has a pretty big name and a lot of people have heard of it, there's still a lot of questions about how does it work, how far does it go, you know, what kind of economies does it have in terms of how expensive is it to operate and whatnot. So those are things that, you know, I get those questions all day long, but I'm still very happy and excited to answer them. And so one of the things I'm doing is I'm actually, if I'm in an area, like oftentimes I'll be stopped somewhere charging or doing something else. If I see someone and they start asking me questions, I'll just say, hop in the car, let's go for a ride, you know, and give them that experience, and then we can talk about it a little bit more.
What is the company saying about this, or what connection or, you know, communication has there been with the company? Which, you know, for most people, if you've heard of it, you sort of think it's out there or up there.
Yeah, well, not really anything yet. I haven't even tried to interact with them, but it's funny. I was actually putting together a post, which is going to be really funny, because I was actually in New York City the other day, and within 3 hours of being there, I got a $115 parking ticket. So I took a picture of that ticket next to my trip odometer, which shows that I've gone 9,500 miles. So I'm going to post a thing that shows, you know, that basically says, cost to get to New York, $0. Thank you, Tesla. And cost to park in New York City, $115, right? So I think that'll be pretty interesting, and I'm pretty sure they'll be wanting to share that. So,
do you feel like is part of this on maybe a small scale, a little bit of a crusade just to say, hey, people, electric cars are starting to arrive?
Oh, yeah. No, I think they have arrived. But obviously, you know, the general awareness. And the thing, too, with Tesla, obviously they're an expensive car. So it's something not everybody can afford at this point. But I'll tell you, a lot of people don't realize that there are now enough of them out there where there's a really good used market. So you can, that's what I did. I bought mine used. You can pick up a used one now for quite a bit less. And that's an avenue to get one for much less than people think.
Have you either studied this or just found out about just how useful, because again, an electric car of any brand, whatever, mm-hmm. People do worry about their limitations. I mean, the distance thing, where can I charge it, et cetera. How are we coming on those things? What have you discovered? I mean, the Tesla network is a little bit unique, but overall, can you broaden that out a little bit?
Sure. Well, you know, it does make a few things different. Well, okay, we'll edit that out.
Yeah. Well, let me ask a narrower question.
Yeah.
How, I mean, for people that have those concerns, what would you say to them in terms of overall electric cars, that what's going on with the distance, what's going on with the ability to charge?
Sure. Well, one of the things that I don't think people really realize is with an electric car, your gas station, if you will, is in your garage. So you wake up with a full tank every morning without doing anything. It's just like plugging in your cell phone. It's that simple. It takes 5 seconds when you get home, plug it in, you wake up, you're good to go. So, and then in the case of like a Tesla, the only time you really need to use the supercharger network is when you're on a road trip going a far distance, because you're not going to, you know, the average person doesn't go 300 miles in a day traveling, commuting to work. And even on a, you know, like a Nissan Leaf or what have you, it's the same thing on those. You're not, on one of those, you really can't road trip, or it'd be a lot harder, but you can certainly commute around town in the same fashion And, you know, once again, you wake up with a full charge, and a lot of times there's workplace charging stations for those cars as well. So you might even, you know, get a free charge at your workplace.
Unique.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's funny. I've gotten a lot of great responses, and it's probably once or twice a day, especially on the days that I'm driving a lot, I'll get someone will post a photo like that they took on the road, like following my car, and they'll post the photo of the car, and they'll like, "Hey, I'm following you on I-90 or whatever, right?" And those are always fun to get.
What will make you think this is a success at the end? I mean, getting home is A.
Well,
B,
right.
Assuming yeah. You get there and nothing goes wrong.
Yeah. Well, to me, I mean, it's already been a great success just from the amazing people that I've been able to interview, and then a lot of people that I didn't interview as well, but just was able to spend time with, and you know, learn about their city or whatever's going on in their area. So that has been tremendous already. I'm only a third of the way done, so I've got a lot more to go, and I'm really excited about, you know, where I'll go and who I'll see.